Welcome to the Unicorn Mindset, where we explore the reasons you are choosing not to be the badass unicorn you are. Whether you're seeking to find inspiration as a leader or just want to show up as your authentic self, stick around. It's time to show the world your horn. I'm your host, Nicole Malcolm, and I'm an entrepreneur and leader, but most importantly, a recently proclaimed unicorn. Happy Monday, unicorns. Man, I am just impressed at how quickly these weeks are just flying by this summer. For those of you guys that have school-age children, I'm sure like back to school shopping is just crept up on us all, let's be honest. So I hope that that is all going very smoothly for you guys as you prepare to send your kiddos back to school. I wanted to talk about belonging today and how important that is for our mental health and feeling that sense of belonging. But I also have a really intriguing story to tell you because this is something that I challenged myself with. So we all know that growing up, I definitely, and I apologize for clearing my throat so much, I am still recovering from not feeling so great. Not really sure what tried to take me down, but I'm still here. Illness. anyway, so definitely belonging and having that sense of belonging is so vital to our mental health. And that's why when we feel like we're not invited to the table or we're not part of the group, it does actually impact us quite harshly. And it can actually have some pretty long-term effects as well. So it definitely, at the same token, right? Like it shouldn't be a forced feeling. You shouldn't feel like you have to be somebody else to get your seat at the table. Okay. There are merits amongst every single one of us and reasons why we belong. But we have to understand that no matter what situation we find ourselves in, and no matter what table we want to be part of, we have to understand if that truly is the right place for us and it makes us feel accepted and whole. Okay, it's super important. Never, ever, ever force yourself to be someone you're not just to feel like you fit in. It's not fair to you. It's not fair to the other people around you because they're investing in a person that they don't really know. Okay. And I know that a lot of times we find ourselves doing that because we feel like we have to, because we feel like us as our whole self is just not good enough. And you guys, that makes me very sad. Okay. Because I love so many people, and every person brings something different to my team and my organization, to my social life. I have lots of different varying degrees of friends, and it's not a matter of who they are as much as it is what they stand for. Okay, so we have a common thought process and a common moral value. Okay. So I have friends that are not leaders. Lots of them are not leaders. I have teacher friends. I have administrative assistants. I have nice, kind human friends that went through different things in their lives and have experienced a completely different upbringing than me, but we're genuinely kind humans who value giving back to society and being a positive contributing member. And that's my circle of friends. Those are my people. I gravitate towards people that have a genuine value for caring for others, as you can imagine, I'm sure. But the problem with this is sometimes we feel like who we are as a person isn't good enough for the people we want to belong within. And so then we start making up things. Okay. We start making up stories. We start becoming somebody that we're not, and then we start to lose sight of us. And you guys, that is a slippery slope, so I definitely do not recommend doing that. At the end of the day, the people who care about you and accept who you are as who you are wholeheartedly, they will gravitate to you. And this is the lesson that, for whatever reason, was really difficult for me to learn, and it seems like almost as women, we get to 30 and we're like, fuck everyone, we don't care because we are who we are. And that's probably true because I don't have many friends that are not in their 30s that are still trying to prove themselves as a person. And that's just not how I roll. So it shouldn't be forced. You should feel like you're just part of the group and it should feel comfortable and natural. And you just get to be who you are. And you guys, let me tell you, it is the most freeing feeling ever to be surrounded by people that appreciate you for you and don't expect you to be anybody else. Okay. And that's how you should be towards others too. You should appreciate others for who they are as people and not expect them to be anyone other than their most authentic self. So, man, sometimes it can certainly feel awkward, or maybe you have found yourself at a table that you didn't think you'd ever be part of, but you knew you wanted to be part of. And you can certainly start to have what's called imposter syndrome, right? Like you have earned this seat at the big wig table or, you know, the popular kid table or whatever it might be in your world. And you finally get there and you are who you are and you've kind of accepted your truth. And then you start to feel like, man, I don't belong here. Like, this isn't me. Even though it is. And the reason that that happens is because we are not giving ourselves credit for the value that we bring to the world. And we're devaluing our successes and our capabilities and who we are as people and what we can contribute to that group or that world. So one, stop that. But also, I'm going to share with you a story that literally happened to me last week. No joke, last week. And it was exactly this. It was exactly imposter syndrome. It definitely made me feel super awkward. I had to do some really serious soul searching afterwards to kind of help with my mental state. And it's because I keep challenging myself to grow my comfort zone. Okay, so expand it, make it stronger, make me feel more comfortable in multiple situations. And I took on a role that has opened a lot of new doors for me. And it has definitely pushed me way, way outside my comfort zone. And don't get me wrong, I love every single one of these people that I was around. But it wasn't so much the company as much as it was the location and where I was. So I was invited to a breakfast for our company with all of our officer level executives, so VPs and above. And so this is a pretty important group. These are people that have worked really hard in their careers to expand and grow and are leaders in our company. And that's where I want to be, right? Like that's the world that I want to be part of. And that's where I want to contribute to my company, to my career, to other people's careers, everything. That's where I wanted to be. So that part wasn't the awkward part. The awkward part was its location. So you guys, my family, when I was very little, struggled financially. And we got to a point where I was in like middle school, high school, and that changed for us. And so things got a little bit different, but we were always very, at least I was anyway, very humble. And I wasn't like ever one to brag about having money or anything like that. And right now I don't have a ton of money. We've talked about this before. I just don't drive the big fancy cars or wear the designer clothes. I'm not that person. Not that I would never want to be that person, but I'm just not that person right now. So, and that's hard for me to identify myself with someone that would spend that kind of money on things. And that's a whole nother journey, a money journey. And maybe we'll get into that at some point. So the location of this was at a country club. Okay, so I'm the girl that is totally fine having dinner at like the Chipotle. Like, that's totally fine. I'm not one that usually will go have tea somewhere fancy or have to get dressed up for dinner, that stuff. Like, I just like my very low-key, minimum maintenance life. So I knew that where this location was, so I dressed up. I was like, okay, I'd rather be overdressed than underdressed, so I'm going to dress up. And when I arrived and I'm like driving there and, you know, these houses are mansions and they're just gorgeous and there's people out walking their dogs. I mean, it's like picturesque in my town. I mean, literally, you guys, I didn't even know my town had a country club. Okay. Like, I no idea. So I'm driving up, you guys, and I'm rolling up in my little Kia Soul, and it's all decked out. I've got punk rock license plates and Wonder Woman stickers and Girl Boss and like all these things on my car. And I love my car. Don't get me wrong. Absolutely love it. I think it's the best thing ever. People compliment me all the time on how tricked out my car is. And I love it. It's a representation of my personality. And I think that's great. And that's what cars should be. So I'm pulling up and there's like BMWs and Mercedes and Lexus and all these nice cars in the parking lot. And it's like big, giant gated entryway and the stone columns with the fancy lettering and all these things. And I like immediately was like, what am I doing here? This isn't for me. And I had instant imposter syndrome. Like, I should not be there. This isn't where I belong. The problem with that thinking is, though, is I was invited. I do contribute to this group in the role that I'm in. And I'm aspiring to be this group. So it was the place that I needed to be. And I think I felt so out of place because in my mind, I'm not someone who would be at one of these places on my own choosing. Like, I wouldn't have picked that location to go have lunch or breakfast, or I wouldn't have been there to play golf. Lord knows I can't play golf. I've played golf once in my life and never again. So I'm, you know, pulling up and I park my car and I start to walk and I don't even know what door to go into because I've never been here. But is that feeling of just like not knowing where you're going? Because I always feel like I am on my right path and I know like where I'm going and what I'm doing, especially in my own town. So it was very strange. But so I walked in the first store and I go up these really nice stairs that are all carpeted and there's a really nice like dining area with a piano and a really nice bar and like all these things, but there's like nobody there. So I'm like, okay, this is not where I need to go. So I go down a hallway and I walk past one of the housekeepers, and even the housekeeper is dressed nicely, like super dressed nicely. And I'm like, okay, well, that makes sense, right? Like, you have to kind of look the part when you work here and this level. And so I continue and I start to hear voices. And so I'm like, okay, I'm going the right direction. And like, I remember walking into like the grand entrance and I'm just thinking, wow, like, this is old money. This has been here a long time. It's very well taken care of, but it's definitely vintage. And so, of course, like later I looked it up and I mean, it's been around since the 1800s. So that's amazing. And it was gorgeous. And I was just taken back by how beautiful it was. But again, I'm still feeling like, man, this isn't where I belong. Everybody's going to be looking at me like I don't belong here. And I started to judge myself before others were even judging me. Like, no one was there. It was literally me by myself in the entryway. Y'all, it was stupid. So I kept going because I heard voices. I heard friendly voices. These are people that I know, right? Not all of them, of course, but there are people in the room that I do know. And again, you guys, I was invited to this. It wasn't like I'm crashing some party or I decided to show up somewhere. So I walk in and, you know, immediately one of the VPs comes and gives me a hug and I've created a relationship with her and she's amazing. And then I'm saying hello to everybody else that I know when I like go and pick my seat. And I happen to pick a seat with our CEO and our future CEO as we transition that role in the organization. And I had no idea that's where I was actually sitting because those people weren't sitting down. Okay. So in my defense, I just picked a chair thinking I need to sit down before I like scope out what's going on. So then I was like, you know what, I'm actually kind of hungry. And I like went over to the breakfast buffet and I got my food and I came and sat down. And that's when I realized where I had sat. The best part is, though, you guys, everything is very clean. It's very nice. The people serving the breakfast buffet looked very clean. You know, we're ready to kind of serve you, greet you, all of those things. Like, it was a great experience and it was so nice. Like, I felt so spoiled in this moment. And I sat down and I'm eating, you know, and I'm in a dress. And if you know me at all, I'm not usually comfortable in dresses. I'm definitely a t-shirt and jeans kind of gal. And I'm sitting down, I'm like, you know, crossing my legs, trying to make sure. I'm also not a skinny girl. So crossing my legs sometimes can be a challenge, especially after my knee surgery. So I'm like doing all these things and I'm looking at the itinerary for the day and like what's going to be the program and all of that. And everybody is so nice. Okay. So everybody's great. the whole presentation is wonderful. And I just, like, I chatted up the lady next to me that I didn't know, you know, and stretching my networking muscles and all of those things to start building connections and meaningful connections. Like, I don't just talk to people to talk to people. I'm talking to people to build a meaningful connection with them. And she was wonderful. I talked to our CEO and he's wonderful. I talked to our future CEO and she's wonderful. Like, there's so many positives in this. But then I go to leave and, like, everything's fine. You know, I got recognized for the role that I'm in, along with the counterpart that I have, who's phenomenal. And all of that's great, wonderful. I go to leave. Mind you, I'm in my car, my little Kia, all decked out, who also parks on my street at my house underneath my tree and constantly gets bird shit on it. And so I'm walking out there and there's, like, little pockets of these executives talking to each other. And executives that I would like to be someday, okay? And so they're in these little pockets, and I'm walking by, and I'm, you know, thinking to myself, wow, I have to get into my car right now. And I'm, like, looking at it, and I see the bird shit just down the side of the driver's side. And I just keep thinking, oh, my God, please don't look at my car. And all of a sudden, this car that I am so proud of, I became embarrassed of. I'm like, does that even make logical sense? No, because I do love my car and I'm so grateful for this car. At one point, this is the only car we had. So it's really quite dumb of me to feel that way. But I'm like, God, they're looking at my car with the bird poop on it, as if they've never had bird poop on their car, you guys. So there's all these things that is happening in my brain, and I get in the car and I back up and I go to leave and everything's fine and I drive away. And it's not like anybody's like, "Mom, Nicole, I can't believe you showed up in that car with bird shit on the door." Like, that didn't happen. But you guys, when I tell you that we're all worried about how we belong and how people view us constantly, it's true. It's very true that we're constantly worried about how others are judging us. But here's the thing, you guys. If we are worried about how others are judging us, don't you think they're worried about that too? They're not spending time judging you. They're spending time worried about you judging them. So this is what I mean when I started this podcast to help leaders be better leaders and embrace their authentic selves and just show up as a human with a human purpose, okay? And that's to lead people. And so I think what I had to take away from this, and I came home and I told my husband this story, and he's laughing the whole time because, of course, like, me having all these thoughts. So, like, holistically, the problem was me. Wasn't them. Wasn't the location. It was all these preconceived ideas that I had about the type of person that belonged in that room and how much I was not that person. Which, let's be honest, you guys, I've worked really hard to be who I am and to show up authentically and overcome deficits that I viewed in my life that aren't deficits. They're just part of what makes me great and who I am. And so I have this immense gratitude for my journey and where I'm going in my life. But that's the thing that's missing, is in heightened emotional situations, right, where I'm feeling judged, I'm feeling vulnerable, all of that stuff comes creeping back. So I know last week we talked about how you work on something, you work to overcome it. It doesn't always go away forever. And that's true. Our stories are something that stay with us for a long time. But when it comes to belonging, you have to challenge your thoughts. Right? Like, I didn't get back to the office and hear, "Oh, geez, Nicole, I can't believe you showed up with bird poop on your car. And man, how dare you show up and come in the wrong door and drive that car?" Like, none of that happened. There was nothing said. There was a gratitude and a thank you for coming and being present for it, but there was not ever judgment being passed. And so we spent far too much time trying to feel like we belong. And we fit a mold that we ourselves have created. we've created what this person looks like, what this ideal candidate for whatever we're trying to get into looks like. When truly, the ideal candidate is you. If you want something bad enough, then go for it. Work towards it. Make the actions to get where you want to get. If they're going to judge you for something small, then that's probably not your circle to begin with. But it also is going to stretch your comfort zone and make you grow and learn. Okay. If you feel like you don't know where to start when it comes to understanding where you belong and being part of something, because maybe you have, you know, created a different persona for yourself to feel like you belong because you felt like that's what the people around you expected of you. Or maybe you're just really shy and don't know where to start. It's okay to build your own table. It's okay to build your own community. It's okay to reach out to a couple of friends you've known and say, hey, you want to start a book club? Do you want to start a coffee club? You know, I love the sense of community that I have, not only at my company, but also in my business, because it is network marketing. And so I've created a sense of community amongst my customers, amongst my fellow stylists. And it's invaluable to me because feeling like I'm part of something and like I belong absolutely is paramount to my mental health and my success. And it's for everyone. Everyone has to have that feeling. Okay. So my challenge for you guys today is when you start to think I don't belong here, I want you to ask yourself why. Why don't you belong there? And really, really uncover that. It's not usually the first why answer that's going to give you the answer. It's usually the third or fourth. With the role that I'm doing and what I want to do and how I want to impact the world, it doesn't matter where I came from. What matters is where I'm going and what I'm working towards and what I'm building on. So the next time you question if you belong, you belong if you choose to belong. If it doesn't feel good to be there, if you can't be who you are, run. That is not your people. But if this is what you're working towards and it's who you are, then sit down. You belong there just as much as anyone else. I hope you guys have a wonderful week and enjoyed my ridiculous story. And we will talk next week.
If you are joining this journey with me to empower yourself and others, I would love for you to subscribe and leave a rating with a review. Until next time, unicorns, I'm your host, Nicole Malcolm, and I hope you decide today to be unapologetically you.